Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Working nonstop to investigate this heinous act. The FBI is leading the investigation to determine what happened, why it happened, whether there was any continuing threat to public safety. Here's what we know so far. The FBI has reported to me the killer was an American citizen, born in Texas. He served in the United States Army on active duty for many years. He also served in the Army Reserve until a few years ago. The FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle, which he rented to conduct this attack. Possible explosives were found in the vehicle as well, and more explosives were found nearby. The situation is very fluid, and the investigation has a preliminary stage. And the fact is that the law enforcement and intelligence community are continuing to look for any connections, associations, or co-conspirators. We have nothing additional to report at this time. The investigation is continuing to be active, and no one should jump to conclusions. I've directed my Attorney General, the FBI Director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, and the intelligence community to work on this intensively until we have a full and complete information. And once we have that information, I will share that information as soon as we can confirm it. Additionally, we're tracking the explosion of a cyber truck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Law enforcement and the intelligence community are investigating this as well, including whether there's any possible connection with the attack in New Orleans. Thus far, there's nothing to report on that score at this time. I directed my team to make sure every resource is made available to federal, state, and local law enforcement to complete the investigation in New Orleans quickly and to make sure there is no remaining threat to the American people. And we'll support the people of New Orleans as they begin the hard work of healing. New Orleans is a place unlike any other place in the world. It's a city full of charm and joy. So many people around the world love New Orleans because of its history, its culture, and above all, its people. So I know, while this person committed a terrible assault on the city, the spirit of our New Orleans will never, never, never be defeated. It always will shine forth. We've seen that time and time again throughout its history, and I know we'll see it again in the days and weeks ahead. May God bless the people of New Orleans. God bless our police and our first responders. May God protect our troops, and we'll keep you fully contemporaneously informed. Thank you.
Have you spoken to President Trump?
Investigated as a terror attack?